so my name is Tim Owen Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 8th of September 2009, and the time is 10 past 8 a.m. Can you please tell me your name, your age, and where you come from?
My name's Tamsin. I'm 20, and I'm from Devon, but now I live in North London.
Okay, thank you. When was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
I think I had some publicity about it as it was going to be starting and they were applying for people and actively looking for people to get involved, but I didn't actually bother to do anything about it until 2 days ago.
Okay, and what was it that inspired you to put your name forward?
I did think about doing it from when I first heard about it, but I just never got round to it. And then on Sunday, I was just on the internet, I was a bit bored, and on a whim, I did it. And then when it said that now they're only looking for people in case of dropouts, I thought it probably wouldn't come to anything, but it might be worth trying anyway, until I got a phone call last night. And here I am now.
So how did you feel then when you got the telephone call yesterday to ask you to...
I was a bit annoyed because I was having a nap. But I was just surprised, really, because it was so quick. And I was given the option of either today or about 5 o'clock on Wednesday morning. So it was all very, very quick. But that's okay by me, really.
So how does it feel now then to be part of the One Another Project, to be one of the 2,400?
It's quite exciting. I didn't think it was going to happen, considering that I only bothered to actually apply on Sunday. And in an hour's time, I'm going to be sitting up there. So yeah, it's quite exciting.
And what is it you decided to do for the hour?
I'm just going to be sketching and taking some photos. And I made a little sign to hold up to say hello to my dad, because he's got the day off work and he's going to be on the computer at 9 o'clock. And he's very excited, so he'll like that, I think. I hope.
And can you tell us a little bit about the kind of significance of sketching and photography in your life?
Well, I'm an art student, so that's what I do, and I don't really have any other particularly interesting talents to unveil to the world today, so that's probably the best thing for me to do. And also, I'm never going to get that angle again. I'm never going to get quite that view again. And even though I'm not a landscape artist at all, I tend to work more with portraits, it's not going to happen again. So I just think it would be a good idea to take advantage of that. And even if it's not the best sketch I've ever done, because it's not the kind of thing I'm normally interested in, it's still going to be worth doing, because there aren't many other people who can say that they've been in that situation, in that exact position, and had the exact same viewpoint that I will have at that time.
And how would you define your art practice thus far? So you said you don't really concentrate much on landscaping.
It's mainly portraits, sometimes self-portraits, sometimes portraits of my friends or people I know. I don't really like working with random images of people. I prefer it to be something that's connected to me, which is why I work with my friends or myself. It's mainly in mixed media. I do a lot of drawing as well, but my main pieces are mixed media, and now it's moving more to including print and adding text into the work, and I don't know where it'll end. It could go anywhere.
What plans, ideas have you got at the moment? I don't know how far are you through your studies, and what do you spend your time doing?
I'm about to be in the second year of my degree. So I'm still concentrating on that quite a lot. It's a fine art and philosophy degree, so if I'm not painting, I'm thinking about things, contemplating the universe. And yeah, painting, thinking, getting tattoos.
Tell us about tattoos.
What about tattoos specifically?
What do you like about tattoos? Can you maybe describe some of the tattoos that you've got for the record? Because this is just audio as well, if you could.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it is. my first tattoo was on a bit of a whim, and it was a bit silly because I was in Amsterdam, and although I was completely sober, I'd like to point that out, I did decide it would be a good idea to have a tattoo on my foot from a man who didn't speak much English. But yeah, and then it just kind of went from there, and now there's quite a few of them. There's a portrait of Frida Kahlo on my back. I've got my own eyes tattooed across my back as well, and flowers and all sorts. Just, I don't know where it's gonna end. I only ever wanted 3 tattoos, and that kind of went wrong somewhere.
How does it feel like every time you get the tattoos? I don't know, can you explain the significance of Frida and your eyes on your back? Can you explain the significance of the different tattoos?
Well, the flowers on my foot, at first that was just, oh, that's nice. I'll have that tattooed on myself. But now I think tattoos can acquire more meaning over time, and now it reminds me of being in Amsterdam and being with my friends and that whole time period. The Frida Kahlo one, for example, she's one of my favourite artists. When I was about 14 and I decided that art was going to be the thing that I was going to do, she was one of the main artists who really inspired me and made me decide to do that. So she's been quite a big influence on me within my work. So that's why she got on there. My eyes, that came from an idea in a book that I read that was one of my favourite books, and it was about a tattooist who worked in Coney Island in the start of the 20th century, who met a woman who was a circus performer who decided to have eyes tattooed all over her body. And I just thought that was quite interesting, but I'm not going to go for them everywhere, I don't think. Just keep them there. And then some things I've just had because I don't like that particular part of my body, so I've wanted to do something to change it, like the one on my chest, for example. That's the main reason that's there. And they've all got some meaning, but that may not be particularly clear to people who aren't me. But I know what they're there for, I know what they mean.
Great. And what other interests do you have?
I'm a student, so drinking. A lot of drinking. I'm quite into learning languages, because I'm going to go to Italy for 4 months next year. So I'm currently attempting to learn Italian, which is interesting. Languages. I used to do quite a lot of dance, but I don't really have time for that anymore because there are about 100 other things going on all the time. I like going away, travelling, which is why I'm going to Italy for 4 months.
What can you envisage happening? What are you going to be doing out in Italy? Is there some kind of itinerary so far?
It's in conjunction with my university, so I'll be at the Art College in Venice for 4 months, basically as a student there, going to lectures and everything there, just as I would here, but in Italy.
And what are your thoughts on that at this present moment?
But I hope I manage to understand the Italian language by then, else I'm going to be in a little bit of trouble, because I'm not going to know what's happening. But I'm getting there. Considering I only started learning in January, I think I've not done too badly up until now, so I've still got a few more months to go, so hopefully by the time I get there it'll have worked out.
And how would you describe yourself as a person?
I don't like that question. I really don't know. I'm just me. That's it.
And what would you say are the most important things to you at the moment?
Art, as always. Art, yeah.
What aspirations, plans, hopes, fears do you have for the future?
Fears that maybe doing an art degree will not work out to be the best decision I could have made, because obviously it's not going to be the easiest industry to carve a successful career in. Obviously I hope I can, but I've still got a little while before I have to worry about that. I've still got a couple of years to go, so hopefully when that time does come, I'll be able to do that without too many struggles. But and yeah, that would be my main aspiration, and hopefully it will work out, but we'll see.
So how are you feeling just before you got up on the plinth moving back to the project?
I'm just quite interested to see what it looks like when I get up there, what I'm able to see, what I'm going to be able to sketch and represent, and hopefully an hour will be long enough to sort of get down everything that I want to draw and take photos of and just represent, because I think that, as I said, I'm not going to have that opportunity again, so hopefully I'll be able to get everything down that I want to.
And what about being able to kind of introduce a little bit of your practice into the work of Anthony Gormley and being one of 2,400 that have become this other art piece? How does that feel?
Yeah, I think that's quite interesting, because I mean, obviously after this there'll be other things going on the fourth plinth, but it's not going to be the same thing. No one's really going to be able to do something that close to this and involve so many people as Anthony Gormley is on this, and I think that's really interesting. I think that's quite exciting, because I don't think anyone could really get away with putting more members of the public onto the fourth plinth after this, because he's done it now, and that's the thing. So it's probably the only chance anyone's going to get.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.